Pope Francis on Sunday appealed for constructive dialogue between institutions and civil society in Ukraine. Addressing the crowds gathered in St. Peter's Square for the Angelus prayer, the Pope said he is praying for the people of Ukraine, in particular for those who have lost their lives during the violence of the past days, and for their families.
Sono vicino con la preghiera all'Ucraina.
He said he is praying the parties involved will avoid resorting to violent actions and that the spirit of peace and the quest for common good may prevail.
Prevalgano nel cuore di ciascuno lo spirito di pace e la ricerca del bene comune.
And reflecting on the Gospel reading for the day, which tells of how Jesus began his public life in Galilee, a land of borders and of transit, a peripheral region where men of different races, cultures and religions met, the Pope pointed out that Galilee is similar to the world today. The presence of diverse cultures, he said, means there is need for encounter.
Da questo punto di vista, la Galilea assomiglia al mondo di oggi.
This kind of context, he added, can frighten us and tempt us to build walls of protection. But Jesus, he said, teaches us that the good news that he brings is for all, not just for part of humanity.
E da comunicare a tutti.
And speaking of how Jesus chose his apostles among the simple people, the fishermen whom he called to make fishers of men, the Pope said the Lord continues to walk the streets of our daily life, calling us to join him and to work with him for God's reign in the Galilee of our times. Each one of you, he said, must realize that the Lord is watching you. If you hear him saying, "Follow me," you must have courage and go with him. The Lord, he said, will never disappoint you. I'm Linda Bordoni.